this program that we are introducing now using a decoy vehicle is going to put an end to it. And I can tell all the speeders out there, the fun and games are over. Your days of glory in the sun are over with. We have got you, and we are going to get you, and we're going to ticket you as often as we possibly can until you get the message. You are not going to speed on the highways and on the thoroughfares here in the state of California.
Colonel Baker from the California Highway Patrol is with us talking about new decoy vehicles the CHP is going to use. Plumber's trucks, ice cream trucks. So there will be nothing on these vehicles that says California Highway Patrol.
That's correct. We'll be on the vehicles to identify them as California Highway Patrol vehicles. Will be the red and blue light bars.
Now, where will these be mounted?
Those places on the trucks and on the cars. Some will be inside on the dashboard, and some will be either on the top or on the sides of the vehicles. And inside there is the CHP registration, and that's all you have to ask for if you're curious as to the...
Well, let me just jump in here. You know that there have been a lot of these wannabe cops, fake cops, pulling people over, scaring the daylights out of people, these guys that are impersonating officers. If I see an ice cream truck behind me, I mean, the thought of it's kind of funny.
It is very funny, but I'll tell you what is not funny, so are the deaths that result from speeding.
No, I understand that. But if I'm being chased by...
It's an amusing thought, and I don't blame you for laughing, but if you could see some of the photographs that we have from the LA County Morgue of young people, especially who have died in automobile accidents because of excessive speed.
I'm sorry for laughing. I really am. It's just... I suddenly have the image of an ice cream truck chasing me down the freeway, and I don't know how I know that's a police car.
You will know it because of the red and blue running lights, the red and blue light bar, and you'll know it because of the red light, and you'll also know it because of the CHP registration inside the van, and obviously the officer will have a badge or identification of some kind that will allow you to recognize the validity of his office as a CHP officer. I recognize the humor in some of this, but the deaths of children, the deaths of families because of excessive speed on the California highways is not funny. We don't find it funny. We're going to stop these people from speeding, and we don't care what it takes. The courtesies that we have extended in the past to drivers during holiday seasons, for instance, during certain times of the day, during certain days of the week, all of those are over with. The carnage on our highways is absolutely out of control. And again, we say to all speeders out there, and we don't care who you are, whether you're a man, a woman, whether you have a family, whether you're young or old, we are going to get you, and we're going to paper you, and we're going to make your life miserable until you get the message that we've got a speed limit out there. It's 55 in some areas of the city, it's 65 in others. You hold under that speed limit, or you are going to get ticketed. You are going to be fined, and if you get enough of these tickets and enough of these fines, you're going to have your driver's license taken away from you, and I can assure you, you're not going to like that.
800-521-KFI, 213-318-1855, North Hollywood on KFI AM 640. Whoa.
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
Hey, Colonel. Now, you know, speeding is good, and I guess that's all right. I hope you guys fulfill your goals. But what about these people?
Speeding is good.
No, I'm saying your program is good.
Yes, I
suppose. Are you conducting the same kind of campaign in other languages and for senior citizens and that? Because these people who are not just speeding, that's the problem.
It's not the problem. It's people that are going too fast on our roads. It's as simple as that. And I can tell you something else. We have been very courteous up to this point, but we have gotten a clearance from the California Highway Patrol Commissioner in terms of our protocol and procedure on the highway when pulling over a vehicle, that we can now ask you for your license and registration and call you stupid.
Really?
Sure, we can. We can walk up to your window. You don't believe me, you can call the California Highway Patrol. We can walk up to your window and say the following words. May I see your driver's license and your registration, stupid?
You seriously can?
Yes, we can.
Can you say that in Spanish?
And it's true, speeders are stupid, by the way, Phil.
All right, thanks for calling. 1-800-521-KFI, 213-318-1855, Torrance on KFI AM 640. Hello?
Good evening, Phil. Sir, there's no reason you should be calling me stupid. I just have a couple pertinent questions.
I didn't call you stupid, but if it applies, okay.
That's not true, sir. Please don't refer to me as that.
All right.
The only thing that...
213-313. Yeah, that's fine, pal. You keep listening each and every night, my nigger. Here is San Diego on KFI AM 640. Hello.
Hello.
Yes.
I have a question. Colonel Baker, don't insult me, because actually I'm not even a driver. I don't have a car, and I'm not a speeder. I'm just wondering. I just think you have the faucet running, and you're trying to bail out the bathtub. Why don't you get Congress? I know I'm living in a fantasy world or never happened. Why don't they just set a limit, a nationwide limit for the speed of all cars on the highway, 80 miles an hour? And the automakers cannot...
Why are you talking to me about this for?
Well, I'm telling you that you're...
You need to talk to your legislator about it, sir. I can't do anything about it. I'm a police officer. Have you tried writing to your legislator?
Would you let me finish my point?
Have you tried writing to your legislator?
Would you let me finish my point, please?
I don't want to hear your point. It's an idiotic point.
Wait, would you...
Okay.
Can I finish my point, please? And then you can critique it?
Critique it,
I'm sorry. Critique it. Okay? Why? Let's
1-800-521-KFI, 213-318-1852-1KF, Dale on KFI AM 640. Hello?
Hi.
Yes.
Colonel, you know, you're so funny, but this is
like
not happening.
Would you like a blow pop?
I don't know, would you? This is so funny, but it doesn't happen.
Ma'am, it's going to happen now for the end of June, I can tell you that.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
Number one, there's no colonel in the CHP.
I happen to be a colonel in the CHP.
What is your full name?
My full name is Colonel John Baker.
Uh-huh, and I've checked that, man. It doesn't happen.
Well, that's just, are you calling me a liar?
I'm not going to say what I'm going to call you, but it doesn't happen that way.
I can tell you that I have been in the California Highway Patrol since 1972. I achieved the rank of colonel.
Uh-huh.
And that we are at present cracking down on speeders in the metropolitan Los Angeles area using these decoy vehicles. So it would be a pleasure pulling you over there and giving you an alcohol test and taking you in because you sound like another criminal.
Really? Why is that?
Because you have that smug, smarmy sound as if you know
it. I may have a smug, smarmy sound, but it's because I know that you're just amusing.
You think you know the law, you don't. Where's your name?
You know, I do know the law. Number one, I just got out of a traffic stall that I did get, and I was pulled over by the CHP.
I don't doubt that you have been pulled over probably many times. What's your name?
No, I've gotten pulled over once.
What is your name?
I don't think that's your business.
Okay, what is your social security number?
I don't think that's any of your business.
Okay, you see what I mean, Phil? She's got nothing but trouble. Nothing but trouble, this woman. You'll be pulled over again, lady. What's your license number?
By what, a garbage truck?
Maybe. You'll be driving it.
Maybe you'll be driving it, and maybe you won't be in the highway patrol anymore when you're driving that garbage truck.
There you go.
Yeah, you're a funny man. So all of a sudden, you're getting in on the kicks, huh?
Uh-huh.
What's your license number, man?
I don't think that's any of your business either.
I'm going to check you out. I'm going to check your record out, okay?
I hope you do, because there's not going to be anything on it.
Are you feeling lucky, punk?
I'm a
punk
now?
I'll give you a bazooka, Joe.
All right, get out of here with it. Barstow on KFI AM 640. Hello? Barstow.
Yo.
Yes, sir.
Hey, what are you trying to do? Get people all jacked up with this guy? He's about as bogus as they come.
And where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Barstow.
You do drive the highways much?
I sure do every night.
Well, guess what? You got a big surprise coming your way.
Well, first off, there ain't no colonels in the highway patrol.
Yeah, well, there happens to be one, and I'm one of them, okay?
Yeah. Colonel John Baker, huh?
Colonel John Baker, right.
Yeah, John Baker was on Chips.
There was a guy named John Baker on Chips, yes.
Why should people all stirred up?
Can I ask you a question?
Sure.
Did you pass the driver's test?
Yeah. Matter of fact, I did.
You did?
I sure did.
Wow. How many fingers am I holding up right now?
You know?
How many fingers am I holding up right now? You drunk? I believe it. Barstow, huh?
Yeah.
Well, we haul a lot of men there.
Yeah.
The red eye over there.
You
talk about alcohol.
You don't know nothing about it.
Spit it out, will you?
Yeah.
What am I talking to, fast for you?
Yeah, you are.
Look, the next time you see a dump truck, buddy, you better run.
Yeah, and next time you see a red light, you better pull over.
Next time you see a dump truck, man, you better come.
All right, listen.
Yeah.
Bye-bye, Jethro.
Yeah, you...
Okay, that's great. The Beverly Hillbillies checking in tonight. Dan Marcos on KFI AM 640. Hello?
Is this surreal? I mean, is
yes,
this a joke?
I mean,
Colonel Baker...
Colonel's a funny guy. But
okay, can I have Colonel Baker's superior's phone number?
Yes, sir, you may.
What's his number?
Area code 213.
Once more? 942.
Area code 213.
213.
Yeah. 912, I don't know where you got that. 213. 427.
427.
7291.
7291.
Yes, sir.
912-427.
No, I didn't say 912, but you're probably one of those guys who can't read a speed limit.
Okay,
you know what a 65 mile an hour speed limit is, right?
Yes, I do.
You don't think it's 95, do you?
No, I don't.
You don't think it's 56, do you?
No, I don't.
Okay, you gonna listen to me?
Yes.
All right. Are you ready?
Yes.
Okay, 213.
Yes.
Repeat it back to me.
213.
427.
427.
All right. 72.
72?
91.
Colonel, may I suggest a book for you? How to Win Friends and Influence People, Dale Carnegie. Check it out at the library.
Sounds like side stuff, sir. Sounds like some homosexual degree. Thank you very much.
Why would you say that?
I just want to get rid of them. They bug me.
All right, all right. 1-800-521-KFI, 213-310-8-way-521-KFI. Okay. 1-800-521-KFI. The same guy calling back and back. Haven't you got anything else to listen to tonight, buddy? Huh? You know, isn't there anything else on the radio tonight? The answer to that question is no. The answer to that question is there never has been. The answer to that question is there never will be, all right? So you keep on listening and learning, all right? What I think is funny is funny. What you think is funny ain't. That's why I'm here and you're out there in Thousand Oaks playing with your mom's cell phone. 1-800-521-KFI, 213-310-8185-201-KFI. Now go out, I think there's a little lot pickup to do there at Burger King tonight, okay? Here is Nevada on KFI AM640. Hello?
Yeah, Phil?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, your partner you have talking here, what's his name?
My name is Colonel Baker.
Okay, Colonel Baker, I'm a member of the COT. Are you familiar with that?
The DOT?
No, COT.
The DOT is the Department of Transportation.
No, not DOT, it's COT, Coalition of Truckers. Okay, they...
Department of Transportation.
Okay, well, I'm a voice in the Coalition of Truckers.
Yeah,
now, Phil, I'll tell you what.
I never heard of it.
Okay, I'll tell you what, Phil. Well, I'm from Indiana. Phil, I'll tell you, opened up a big, big giant. You two even realize what you've done. First, I'll tell you that.
Really?
A big giant worm of cans. Or truck
a can of worms.
First of all, they call me, okay, my handle, and everybody in this country knows.
You're an asshole, that's your handle.
No, My handle, my CB handle, if you want to hear me out, I will guarantee you that.
Yeah, okay, see you later, pal. Okay, go back to Indiana. Will you do me that big favor?
No.
It'd be really great. No. Jesus. God. I got Indiana asshole on one line. I got Thousand Oaks butthole on the other line here. And they're all checking in on the Phil Henry Show. Everybody's got an opinion of this show. You want to know why? Because everybody's listening to it. And I got every wannabe, every guy in the business, everybody who ain't working tonight that ought to have an airship someplace. They're all listening to me. You know how it is, Colonel?
I understand, Phil. I listen to you a lot, as a matter of fact.
I understand. Okay, 1-800-521-KFI, 213-310-8185-201-KFI, San Diego on KFI AM640. Hello?
Yes, hi.
I'm going to calm down, too. Hello, I just want to thank you.
Thank you. Yes, ma'am.
Hi.
Hi.
You know, I'm calling you from San Diego this evening, and my...
And last night, where did you call me from?
I didn't call you.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. My concern is living here in San Diego, because we did have the fire incident occur quite a few years ago.
I'd be concerned living in San Diego.
Thank you.
Yeah.
And, oh, good. Thanks for validating that, too.
Yes.
Also, we've had recently
you
in the
like
area...
You don't like living here, do you?
Pardon?
You don't like living here, do you?
Oh, I love living here. I think it's wonderful.
Oh, okay. I guess you didn't say it.
God almighty, every wannabe, every groupie, everybody that never was, everybody, every chronic caller in the world tonight. Unbelievable. No more fun tonight.